For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the time of year, and we'll keep you posted throughout the day, where not only are you getting cuts throughout the NFL, but holdouts are ending. Guys who have been holding out are realizing, oh crap, the season starts in a week and a half. Let me get a deal done with my team. So we do have one name off the board. Not good for Giant fans. CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys have agreed on a massive contract. Tom Pelissero is reporting 4 years, $136 million, $100 million guaranteed. Second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
I got to stop you right there. And I know we're doing plenty of baseball. I'm going to get to the calls. What do you mean not good for Giants? It's great for Giant fans.
Why? See, are the Cowboys better with CeeDee Lamb, or are they worse if he's not there?
You're misunderstanding. CeeDee Lamb's a great player, kills the Giants. When you pay a wide receiver that much money like CeeDee Lamb...
Yeah, I get that.
The Cowboys are going to be in cap hell. I don't know that they're going to get a deal done with Micah Parsons.
Dak Prescott.
And that's the other thing. Tiki's not here today. The Giants could very well have Dak Prescott on their roster.
Oh, I agree with you about that.
Yes, this is a good thing for the Giants. It, A, could open up a quarterback spot for him, or B, it means the Cowboys are going to pay Dak Prescott and be screwed on the cap.
All right, so here's where you and I, we're very similar as fans, but we're very, very different. And I'll relate this to baseball and football.
All right.
I understand that long-term, you have a great long-term mind, and I think what Sean just laid out from a long-term perspective is a great point. Hey, maybe this will be bad news for the Dallas Cowboys long-term, paying a wide receiver like CeeDee Lamb that kind of money and the trickle-down effects it may have, which could lead to Dak Prescott not being a Cowboy next year. And it is a great thought, and I appreciate long-term thinking. But we are a week and a half away from a football season starting.
Sure.
A season in which every game is a holiday. Every game is an event. I don't know about you. I don't know if as a Giant fan, maybe you're taking the year off. Maybe you are.
I'm not.
I don't know.
I'm not.
Every game matters. Two games against the Dallas Cowboys matter. I don't know if you've been watching the preseason. I don't know if you're aware of the Giant roster situation. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I don't want to judge you here. Not exactly the deepest of corner. Defending a talent
that's an understatement.
Oh, is it? Defending a guy like CeeDee Lamb, not easy. So when I say to you, it's not good news for the Giants, I am not referring to 2025 or 2026 or the salary cap.
Okay.
I'm referring to this season that starts in a week and a half. Much like Juan Soto's free agency, which we will obviously talk about because it's like a daily tradition around here to bring up some kind of crumb from Juan Soto's free agency. That's not really relevant till November.
Well, look, the Giants play the Cowboys week 4. This is how in tune I am. It's a Thursday night game. I fully expected CeeDee Lamb to be on the field that night, Evan.
I understand.
My point is the long-term signing him and all of that. And furthermore, what do you think the first thing I said? And this is not a celebration, but when I found out Deron Bland was out 6 to 8 weeks, I texted everybody in my Giants circle and I said, good news for week 4.
Celebrating injuries. Bad guy.
Not celebrating, just acknowledging good news.
No, I get you.
Okay, so please.
We still have a few more that are kind of in the NFL that's pending, like Trent Williams, the potential starting left tackle for the San Francisco 49ers. Hassan Reddick, remember him? He is technically a member of the New York Jets. Brandon Ayuk. So there's a few other holdouts. Jamar Chase, who's holding in, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Is he doing a hold in?
A hold in.
Yeah. A hold in.
I'm sure T. Higgins loves that.
Yes.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.